But first, senior Liberals are backing a speech made by the Prime Minister overnight in which he appeared to take a swipe at his critics within the party. Speaking in London, Mr Turnbull reminded his colleagues that Robert Menzies wanted the party he founded to be progressive, not conservative. But MPs are denying Mr Turnbull was having a go at Tony Abbott and others in the party's right. From Canberra, Samantha Donovan reports.
Accepting the Disraeli Award from the Policy Exchange think tank in London, the Prime Minister appeared to have a go at critics within his party.
In 1944, Menzies went to great pains not to call his new political party, consolidating the centre-right of Australian politics, conservative, but rather the Liberal Party, which he firmly anchored in the centre of Australian politics. The sensible centre, to use my predecessor Tony Abbott's phrase, was the place to be, and it remains the place to be now.
Several senior Liberals soon backed their leader. Christopher Pyne, the Minister for Defence Industry and the Liberals' Leader of the House, described the speech as excellent, but he wasn't avoiding use of the C word.
It was about outlining the historical traditions of the Liberal Party, which has been the owner of the Liberal and Conservative traditions over the last 70 years. We are as conservative as we are as Liberal as we are, and as a consequence, we've been very electorally successful.
Christopher Pyne rejected the suggestion Mr Turnbull's speech was a dig at Tony Abbott.
Given speeches like that. Tony Abbott's given speeches like that. John Howard has given speeches like that. If you go back, leaders from Menzies to Howard, including Fraser and Snedden and Holt and Gorton, and Tony Abbott and now Malcolm Turnbull have reaffirmed that essential truth, which is that the Liberal Party is made up of Liberals and Conservatives. It's what's given us our electoral success.
And Mr Pyne says he's happy to be sitting in the centre.
Well, if it's a crime to be in the centre of the political spectrum, I'd be very surprised if anybody's upset about that.
The Foreign Minister, Julie Bishop, backed the Prime Minister's speech on AM, describing it as an eloquent articulation of the party's values. But was it a rebuke of some of her colleagues? Ms Bishop wouldn't say.
It's an historically accurate account of how our founder, Robert Menzies, called the Liberal Party a progressive party believing in freedom and the rights of individuals and free enterprise, and how Menzies expressly rejected naming the party the Conservative Party because it was to combine Liberal and Conservative traditions.
Mr Turnbull's London speech has given Bill Shorten another reason to take aim at his opponent.
Mr Turnbull is having an identity crisis. He's debating whether or not he's a Liberal or a Conservative. But what is beyond doubt is that he's not a leader. What everyone knows is that this is a government which is lacking leadership. They're so self-absorbed with their navel-gazing, they're not talking about jobs and wages and energy prices and the things which really matter to everyday Australians.
The former New South Wales Premier, Nick Greiner, is the new federal president of the Liberal Party. On RN Breakfast, he acknowledged the role isn't without its challenges at the moment, and congratulations may not be in order.
Well, commiserations, as the case may be. Tony plus range of the media have certainly contributed. Everyone knows in Australian politics that disunity is essentially political death. And given, understandably, the desire of the media to promote sort of conflict, if you like, rather than promote the sort of government measures and successes of the last 12 months, of course that's contributed to the polls. I think it would be idle to pretend otherwise.
Nick Greiner made this observation of Australian voters.
And you'll notice that when either Labor wins from our opposition, or indeed when the Liberals win, it's usually, almost always, from the sensible centre. So that doesn't mean you don't have policies that might be conceived as conservative.
Late last month, Tony Abbott urged Liberals to take their party back to win the next election. Nick Greiner, though, doesn't think Mr Abbott's five-point plan is the path to victory.
Most of that's never going to happen. I mean, no one's going to reform the Constitution with respect to the Senate, whether that's desirable or not. So if you're in government putting that sort of stuff up, it's politics rather than government.
Nick Greiner conceded that some of Mr Abbott's remarks about the Liberal Party's direction are sour grapes.
Of course there are some legacy feelings from Tony's loss of the Prime Ministership. It'd be strange and almost counter to human nature if there wasn't a significant element of that.
The former Liberal Senator Corey Bernardi has seized on Mr Turnbull's remarks. He tweeted his thanks to the Prime Minister, saying the speech confirms why what he calls regular Australians need to join his Australian Conservatives Party.
Samantha Donovan.